And I got to tell you, sometimes you get an opportunity to talk to some really inspirational people on The Hard Question. You're going to love this next guest. She said these words a few years ago. She said, I've met some World War II veterans who are in their 90s. It was amazing to meet those gentlemen, to see their energy and love they still have for this great American Legion family. They're continuing to work for us. They continue to mentor. They're sharing their history, and they're sharing their experience. If you're not dead, you're not done. It's a great pleasure. I have a great deal of respect for the American Legion, and they've done something absolutely spectacular because they're coming up to their 100th anniversary, and they've elected a new commander, Denise Rohan. And your own history of Denise, of serving in the Army and then in the American Legion for all these years is pretty impressive.
Well, thank you. It is quite an honor. And the American Legion family is an amazing organization, a great family to be part of.
And 2 million of these members voted you in. So you must command a great deal of respect with all these people because they've all served in the nation's military, and they understand what it is to be committed to service even after you're out of the military.
Exactly, and you hit the nail right on the head. That's what the American Legion family is really all about. It's we put on the uniform, we swore to defend the nation, and even though we took our uniform off, that oath is still in place that we take care of one another, we take care of this nation, and we make sure that those who served are taken care of. And it is such an honor and a humbling experience to be the national commander of this great organization, male or female, to think of over 2 million people that I got to be chosen as the one to represent us this year.
Oh, yeah, it's pretty fabulous. And I have to say, a zillion years ago when I was like in the eighth grade, I entered some competition and got my little certificate from the American Legion. I still have it. You know, I've worked with a lot of vets in my career, and it's just really humbling to see the great work that the American Legion continues to do with youth. Now, your theme this year for you is Family First. What does that mean?
Well, Family First themes comes from the fact that when you join the military and you go off to basic training, you're leaving your personal family at home, but then you find yourself that you have new brothers and sisters through basic training. And from place to place that you go in the military, you start depending on one another, all your military brothers and sisters, moms and dads. So you have that new family. And then when you get out and you get into your community and you think, well, how am I going to fit into this community with my military background? We found the American Legion family. It's the Legion, the Auxiliary, our Sons of the American Legion, our American Legion Riders. And so as a family, American Legion family, taking care of each other there. But then as 9/11 happened and our military personnel start getting deployed, during those deployments and we step up and we say, what can we do to make sure that you don't worry on the battlefield? They say, take care of my family first. So that's what we do.
Well, you're exactly right. And, you know, the other thing, you talk about 9/11. I was living in D.C. at that time, and I got so many calls from people saying, what can I do? Because you had a lot of vets that said, you know, I was in the military, but what can I do? Can I go be a community captain in my neighborhood? And I saw a lot of them go back to the American Legion and get involved. Talk about what they do.
Well, what we were seeing instantly on 9/11 were there are a lot of people that wanted to donate blood, and that's part of our national security program is making sure that the blood supply is there when they need it when any emergency happens in the United States. But basically, it is really all about taking care of each other, being aware of what's going on in your communities, and having that sense of community to know that veterans can come to the American Legion Hall, veterans and their families, and in reality, it's the entire communities are welcome in to make sure they were taken care of. Now, you mentioned your experience as a child with the American Legion. We have so many scholarship programs. We give out millions of dollars.
Tell us about them. I mean, they stay with you forever. I mean, come on, I remember it from the eighth grade. That was a million years ago. Talk about some of these things.
Well, we have American Legion Boy State, and the American Legion Auxiliary has a Girl State program. We have oratorical scholarship programs, and during that oratorical scholarship program, high school students give speeches about what the Constitution means to them and how it affects their lives. And we have scholarships for the families of disabled veterans as well as those who have may lost a parent since 9/11. There are just so many opportunities. So I'm going to, direct your listeners to go to legion.org, which is our website, and just peruse that site to see all of the great things that the Legion does for our communities,
it's
for
a
veterans.
Wonderful site.
Yes.
I just got off of it. In fact, what we're going to do at the end of our little interview here is we're going to play your message to a lot of the folks that are trying to go out there and get involved with the American Legion. We're going to talk about that. But quickly, listen, I understand that the American Legion, you are going to the Far East. What is that? Is that a first? What's happening with that?
Well, it's an annual visit that the national commander makes over to South Korea. And we visit our military personnel that are over there, but we also have American Legion posts over in Korea that we just go and visit and make sure that their needs are being fulfilled, and if they have any concerns, that we bring those back to the United States. We also stop in Okinawa and the Philippines, where we also have American Legion families taking care of the veterans who are in those communities and our military personnel. We are stretched across the globe. The American Legion family also has Legion posts in the European countries. We were actually founded over in Paris, France, back in 1919. So in the spring, we will be going the European visits. But it is just so amazing. And like I said, when you go to our website and just see all of the things we do.
It's really impressive. And, you know, we need to get you out there for the Memorial Day in D.C. I emcee that event.
Oh.
And we need to get the American Legion out there because we get a lot of vets, Gold Star mothers, and everything. We need to get the American Legion out there. Let me just ask you real quickly here. Now, what Veterans Day is just around the corner, okay? What are you planning to do for Veterans Day? What's the American Legion planning to do for Veterans Day?
So what I'm asking American Legion posts across this nation to do is to open their post homes and invite the community and invite veterans in for sure, the Gold Star families, the Blue Star families, our military recruiters, our National Guard, Reserve, anyone in the community, so that they can come in and see what the American Legion does, what we're all about, and how we serve the communities. Personally, I will be in New York taking part in the New York parade, and then that evening I will be having a meal at one of the American Legion posts out in New York. So I look forward to that.
God bless you for that. They need you now in New York more than ever.
I know.
And presence of the American Legion, especially in a country that seems a bit lost and sometimes gets confused on how to honor our military, the American Legion needs to be the conscience there out there and helping people to remember the importance of the military.
Exactly. It's part of what we do, too. So
you'll be there. Will there be people out there for veterans parades around the country, as you say, or just opening their homes? Because they can get more information, though, on the site. Give them the site again, would you, Commander?
The site is as simple as www.legion.org, legion.org. And there will be American Legions across the nation have parades. They're going into schools and help talk to children in our school systems about being an American and being a veteran. There are so many stories out there that you'd be amazed, the stuff that you'd never would read in the history
book. Well, share one. Do you have one you want to share with us?
Oh, I have met so many amazing people, and like I said, there are members, there are people that I've met that are 90 years old, the World War II veterans, who are lively as ever and willing to tell their stories. People who were test subjects.
You made me laugh when I saw that speech that you gave because it made me smile in a nice way because as I say, I deal with a lot of these guys, there's like, one or two of the Band of Brothers that's still alive. There may be one Tuskegee Airman. You've
right.
got the one Vietnam ace who's still around. But the one that was, he was like 94 years old, and he'd been in World War II. And my goodness, I couldn't believe it. Standing tall, straight, had all his marbles, was, you know, he was walking the parade, which is a long parade off of Constitution Avenue in Washington, D.C. And, you know, the way the crowd responded to him. And, of course, the other touching part of that, Commander, is at the end, you have a lot of the Gold Star families that are carrying pictures of their loved ones going all the way back to, you know, World War One, World War Two, and they're huge pictures. And people literally are standing on the side, and they are crying.
Exactly right. And to have the opportunity to meet these people in person and listen to their stories, Like I said, it's things you would never read in a history book, and to actually talk to the heroes who lived those things. When I was in school, I didn't pay much attention to history, but I tell you what, I'm paying a lot of attention to history now, and I'm learning.
Well, we love you. We're so proud of you, Commander Denise Rohan. Thank you and the American Legion for what you do. We're honored that you joined us here on The Hard Question. We'll be back, my friends, with more. Stay with us.